Now, F. Scott Fitzgerald gave a name to the Jazz Age. In the book Trimalchio, Fitzgerald wrote of jazz, "I know so little of music, I can only make a story of it." Dizzy Gillespie never had that problem. Nearly 60 years ago, the young Dizzy Gillespie wrote a song that still today is one of the most popular jazz standards around, A Night in Tunisia. The song marked the beginning of Gillespie's unique blending of Afro-Cuban rhythms with American jazz. Margo's Stage has the latest installment of NPR's series on the 100 most important American musical works of the 20th century.
In 1942, Dizzy Gillespie had never spent a night in Tunisia, but he was starting to travel to new places musically. While A Night in Tunisia is one of his earliest compositions, you can already hear two trademarks of Dizzy's music: Afro-Cuban rhythms and his innovative approach to harmony and melody, which would fuel a jazz revolution called bebop. Dizzy's solo break on the tune is one of the most dramatic moments in jazz. Of a Latin rhythm was a rare departure from the standard walking bass line of 1940s jazz. Trumpeter John Faddis was Dizzy's protege.
As far as early fusion music, the melding of Latin rhythms with bebop, A Night in Tunisia plays a very, very important role in being one of the first compositions to have something that's very common today, which is a non-walking bass line, you know, a figured bass line. A walking bass line. Boom, 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 boom.
Dizzy's fascination with Afro-Cuban rhythms can be traced to the great Cuban trumpeter Mario Bauza. When Gillespie came to New York in 1937, Bauza befriended him and apparently took him to hear music in Spanish Harlem. They played trumpet together in Cab Calloway's band in 1939. Years later, in his autobiography, Dizzy wrote that he'd always had that Latin feeling, that even his early tunes sounded Latin. He said it was like putting West Indian hot sauce in some black-eyed peas or hot Cuban peppers in a dish of macaroni. Dizzy wrote this music in 1942. He was playing trumpet in Benny Carter's band at Kelly's Stable, a club on New York City's 52nd Street. During a break, Dizzy sat down at the piano and experimented with chord changes, as he remembered in this 1990 interview.
During the break, I was just sitting under the piano. I was fooling around the piano, and I was doing this. When I did this, I saw so I said, well, look at that. Well, that's the tune, and all I had to do is write a bridge. That's what I said. And here come our bebop. Yeah, so here come the bebop, the flatted fifth. The bridge is a reflection of that chord that Monk showed me. This chord.
Dizzy, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and other young musicians were exploring ways to create a radical new jazz called bebop. Bebop was more complex, faster, edgier, less predictable than its predecessor, the popular big band dance music called swing. It was an uneasy music, meant to shake people up, according to composer and jazz theorist George Russell. He says A Night in Tunisia qualifies, but it was safe bebop.
It became one of the pieces that Dizzy could comfortably play for any audience because it was not something that would scare them. At the same time, there were pieces that would. Dizzy was a careful man. He had a sense of the audience and then also reaching them. With this piece, he could make a headway up to another realm where it was obvious that it was a different kind of music. But it wasn't strikingly obvious, you know, like hearing Ornette for the first time.
Well, maybe compositionally speaking, which is probably where George Russell is talking, you know, it's pretty simple.
Trumpeter John Faddis.
But I think that simplicity is something that people, you know, non-musicians could relate to. I think people really like to hear melodies that are familiar to them, and this was a very outstanding melody that one could whistle or hum along as they're bopping down the street.
In many ways, this tune sat on the cusp between swing and bebop. Originally called Interlude, Dizzy recorded it in 1944, first with the Boyd Rayburn Orchestra, and a week later with Sarah Vaughan on vocals. On that recording, you can hear more swing than bebop.
I lived in a dream for a moment. We loved in a midnight solitude. But I never knew at the moment love was just an interlude. I thrill as your arms would enfold me. A kiss of surrender set the mood. Then heaven fell down when you told me love's a passing interlude.
When the Dizzy Gillespie Septet recorded it 2 years later for RCA Victor, you start to hear more bebop. Became the definitive version of the tune, with a name change. The story goes that pianist and bandleader Earl Hines suggested A Night in Tunisia because during World War II, North Africa was often in the news, and Tunisia would reflect the exotic quality of Dizzy's tune. Thank you. Dizzy was always refining and changing his approach to the composition. John Faddis says you can even follow a timeline of Dizzy's career by listening to different versions.
I do think one of the most interesting things about the piece is the different arrangements that Dizzy did throughout those, 50 years, starting in 1944 when he recorded Interlude, and going up into 1961 where Dizzy was at the peak of his trumpet powers. He was top notch. Then as his trumpet power sort of started winding down, the way that he changed the arrangement to emphasize the melody, I think, is genius. He made more out of it. He slowed the melody down to halftime.
Dizzy recorded A Night in Tunisia 25 times, and he performed it thousands of times all around the world. He went on to write other famous Latin-inspired compositions like Manteca, Con Alma, and Cubano B, Cubano Bop. But A Night in Tunisia remained his most popular tune, and Dizzy knew it.
And now we'd like to give you our version of a tune that has been very closely associated with me over many, many decades. Mainly because I wrote it. It has withstood the vicissitudes of the contingent world and moved in an odyssey into the realm of the metaphysical. And may we offer at this time A Night in Tunisia.
Dizzy Gillespie with his United Nation Orchestra performing A Night in Tunisia at the Royal Festival Hall in London in 1989. For NPR News, I'm Margo Stage.